How has the report by Greenpeace been received by the Australian government so far?
Mostly the government's been very quiet. It's an extremely sensitive issue, and by refusing to talk about it, they'll be hoping that it goes away. But of course, that's not going to happen. I think that ultimately, as a greater awareness about the activities of the company grows, then eventually they'll have to start addressing the concerns of held by Greenpeace and many others.
Will Australia produce nuclear weapons with the technology they have?
No, well, I don't think that Australia needs its own nuclear weapons at this point in its history, but that's only because the US and our other allies, the British, have got plenty of nuclear weapons to go around. I think that the technology that they're developing at Lucas Heights is more about maintaining the capacity to build them, and also so that they have scientists who are knowledgeable on nuclear weapons production, and so that we can sort of engage in high-end research. But, you know, the thing to point out is that there's very little that separates the commercial nuclear industry and the military nuclear industry, and that's one of the problems that nuclear technology has brought us.
What exactly is the technology that's being developed?
It's a method of enriching uranium mostly, but it also applies to other radioisotopes using laser beams, high-powered lasers. You have to enrich natural uranium to about around 5% for it to be functional in a reactor as fuel, but up to around 90% for it to be usable for nuclear weapons. And what they're trying to do is develop new methods of enriching uranium in much smaller plants, using less energy, and much cheaper to construct.
So besides nuclear weapons, what can the uranium be used for?
Well, the uranium can be used as fuel for reactors, and that's what the company Silex is saying is their main focus. But it's the fear that any technology that makes uranium enrichment cheaper and easier is going to pose real risks to nuclear proliferation that is the greatest concern, and that, you know, this company is saying, well, that will never happen. You know, this technology will never fall into the wrong hands. Well, that would be a first. There's never been a technology that has been able to be prevented from falling into the wrong hands. And, you know, like, whose hands are the wrong hands anyway? No one should be in the business of developing nuclear technology. And in our alliance, the United States, we say that the wrong hands is anyone but, you know, the main big nuclear superpowers. And that's the hypocrisy that is causing us, you know, big problems in the world today, is that, you know, countries like the United States want there to be one rule for them and a different rule for everyone else. And unless we have global steps towards disarmament, then you're always going to have countries like North Korea and Iran wanting to develop their own nuclear capacity.
You mentioned a company, that company is obviously Silex. Who exactly is Silex?
Silex is a publicly listed company that was born out of a health company, actually, a company called Sonic Healthcare. Sonic Healthcare, number 25, I think, off the top of my head, in Australia's top 100 companies. They have huge interests in pathology laboratories specifically. So several of the directors of Sonic are also directors of Silex. Silex was set up in the 90s. They obtained a lot of an incredible amount of support from the federal government, including direct funding of somewhere almost to the tune of $3 million. And the government has even gone so far as to enact bilateral agreements with the United States to allow the transfer of this sensitive nuclear technology, and seems to be turning a blind eye to the company's activities, because, you know, they're not being subjected to the same sort of scrutiny that they should be. For instance, if you can imagine imagine trying to set up a uranium enrichment plant in Brisbane, you would imagine that you'd get a little bit of attention. These guys have done it with virtually no attention at all, and no one checking to see that, you know, what the risks of the operations are, how much radioactive waste they've manufactured, how much radioactive materials they've brought into the country, how they brought it into the country, for instance. You know, we believe that they've flown uranium hexafluoride gas in through Sydney Airport. They've just been allowed to operate completely below the radar, and that's just completely unacceptable.
Why do you think there has been so much secrecy around Silex and this uranium enrichment in Australia?
Because it's very sensitive, because the Australian government doesn't want scrutiny of its nuclear program. And, you know, there's one really significant fact here, and that is that the US Department of Energy has a classification system where it determines the level of secrecy that surrounds different nuclear technologies. Now, Silex technology was the first time that the US Department of Energy applied what is known as a restricted data classification to a privately held technology. Now, restricted data usually only applies to information relating to the design, the manufacture or construction of nuclear weapons, which gives you a pretty clear indication of just how potentially dangerous this technology is.
What impact could this technology, uranium enrichment, have on the environment?
Well, the main thing that we've been trying to find out is how much radioactive waste have they produced. Now, it's not massive amounts, most probably, but we don't know, and we think that we deserve to know, and we think that the company deserves to be held accountable for it. Because at the moment, they're not telling anyone how much waste they've got or what they plan to do with it. In large scale, in sort of full scale uranium enrichment, the waste product that most people know about, they don't know where it comes from, and that's depleted uranium. The depleted uranium shells and warheads that are used by the US and other militaries are basically waste products for uranium enrichment projects.
Australia has been always against nuclear weapons and technology involving nuclear weapons. Do you think their international standing will be affected by this project?
Yeah, I think that it's extremely hypocritical that the Australian government is supporting the development of this technology, which it has gone to war with Iraq to stop that country from developing, and is now pretty clearly alongside the US threatening Iran with invasion if they don't stop, or at least military strikes if they don't stop their research into uranium enrichment. We clearly have no need for uranium enrichment in this country, and it's hypocritical of the government to be supporting it. And I think that really just shows that the Australian government are taking the same line as many of the other, you know, nuclear superpowers, in that there's one rule for them and one for everyone else. You know, it's important to remember that all of the nuclear powers, all of the main nuclear powers, agreed when they signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to permanently dismantle all of their nuclear weapons. Now, none of them have met that obligation, and countries like Australia should be holding those countries to their obligations. But of course, we don't, because we're completely in the pocket of the United States government, and increasingly our military is absolutely interwoven with theirs. And we've got a pro-US government and a pro-military government that wants us to stay in this huge multinational military game.
What is Greenpeace doing to stop this project and others, including advancing nuclear technology?
Well, this year has been a year of mass amounts of research. I mean, if anybody has a look at the report which can be downloaded from the Greenpeace website, you'll get a bit of a taste of just how much research went into it. And we actually left a lot of detail out of the report because we wanted to keep it simple and focused on uranium. So essentially, it's been research phase. We've started a very technical corporate engagement, for want of a better word, with the company that is looking at their structure, distributing information to their major shareholders, just looking at areas we can influence them in that realm. And by launching the report, you know, we've put it on the radar, and then next year you'll see a continuation of our targeting the company. But the first thing is education. So next year we're going to be doing a national tour, a peace and nuclear disarmament tour, where we'll be letting people know that Australia is in the game of nuclear proliferation right up to its neck, that we're heavily involved in it, and through our support of technologies like Silex, through us allowing nuclear powered and potentially nuclear armed US military vessels into our ports and so on, we are right involved in the nuclear arms race. Then middle of next year we'll be starting to hopefully mobilise people to get active and send the message to the government that we want them to really be strong advocates of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, for instance.
And when can people find out more information about uranium enrichment and other nuclear, anti-nuclear information?
If you go to the Greenpeace website, which is www.greenpeace.org.au, it's pretty easy to find the Silex report there. If you just click on the nuclear section, it'll take you to that.